Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show. All right, welcome back to the Gym Business Coach Podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined today by Zach Columbia.
That's
how you doing?
Me. That's me.
That's the guy with the white shirt, clean cut, the clean cut guy.
Yeah, trimmed it up.
Yeah, you lowered your ears a little bit.
A little bit.
I used to say, oh, you got your hair cut. No, I got them all cut.
I did, all of the hairs.
Got a haircut. Nah, that's a dad joke. Hello, folks.
Hey, ba-dum-bum.
All right, guys, we're talking today about a very dangerous place. A place that many gym owners may, by accident, find themselves in one day. And we want to tell you how to get out of it. This place that I speak of, this is a, might be the most dangerous place as a gym owner. It sucks you in like quicksand. And if you're not careful, if you're not aware of it, you may never come out of this place. This place, the place I speak of. It's called the comfort zone.
Can I get
some sound effects? Listen, here's the reality, guys. Gym owners are no different than the clients that you serve at the gym. I mean, there's so many correlations between what you see at your gym, what the clients that you're training, and the way that you behave. And I think it's just because humans are humans. Yeah. Let's take the example, and every gym owner listening right now has this client. They come in, they want to lose 40 pounds. And they're overweight. They haven't lifted in, you know, 5-7 years. Come in, and they're motivated. They're ready to rock, and they sign up for your best package, your unlimited personal training, nutrition, the supplements, the whole nine. And they start getting into the rhythm, and they're there for a few months, and you see them every day. They're like, you can't wait to see them. You can't wait to train them because they're so motivated. They're motivating other people around them, and they're so happy. And, you know, they come in, and a couple of months into the game, they've lost some weight. You got on the InBody. They've seen some results, and they're kind of like, they take their foot off the gas, right? They're like, oh man, I don't feel as miserable as I did when I want to lose 40 pounds. I've lost 15. And then they're kind of the clothes fit a little bit better. They got more self-confidence. They have more energy. They're sleeping better. They're stronger in the gym. And then they just disappear one day. And you wonder, like, what did we do wrong with this client, Sam? Sam's been a great client. He just came to lose 40 pounds. He got 15 off of him in just a couple of months. And yet Sam cancels his membership. Well, Sam entered the comfort zone. It's this place of where people's goals go to die. And when you find a little bit of success and you're out of that pain, you know, look, it's not as bad as it once was. And, you know, we have all these terms for it, the law of diminishing value and, you know, the pain's relieved and all this stuff. But if you take this to the gym owner, this is like uncanny how identical this is. Let's say you're a training gym and you're a trainer, you're a gym owner, but you're a trainer and you're a 60-hour-a-week guy or girl, right? Doing everything. And you're starting to build a little business behind you. You got some new clients that have been coming in. You got a little bit of a system up here, but you're doing everything, right? And you're calling the leads and you're training the clients, you're mopping the floor. And, you know, as the years go on, you're kind of like you've replaced yourself. You got a janitor or a cleaning company now. You've kind of replace that early morning session because you didn't really like being there at 5 a.m. So you have a team that kind of does the mornings, but you're still kind of training, but you've scaled back to 30 hours, 35 hours a week. Your bills are paid and you get in this place where you feel like you kind of made it. This is great. You're from where you were to where you are now, you feel good and you've entered the dreaded comfort zone. And what happens? You may never get out of that. And where you are as a business owner at this point in time may not be what you envisioned of pure success. But just like Sam, who wanted to lose 40 pounds, that was his goal. He lost 15. Just like your goal was to lose or to say make $500,000 and you're making $350 now as a business. Is it good enough? And for how much work it took you to get to this point, are you willing or do you even realize, are you willing or not to push the gas, continue to push the gas to get to your final goal? Because you mentioned it before the podcast, they may not know what that goal even is. What is even possible? And if you're not surrounding yourselves with gym owners that are doing major things, big moves, making great businesses, you may not even realize what's possible in this industry. And there you go. You're in the comfort zone. And when you enter that comfort zone, you have to know, like, I'm in it. And you have to realize, like, if I don't do something here, I may never get past this point. And I was in that point with ProFit for a couple years where we had made $1 million and was like, well, this is pretty good. $1 million. That's awesome. And unless I continued to evolve, we would have been stuck there, right? We just never would have come out of that. So we have to evolve. We have to try new things. We have to test things. We have to realize, like, hey, you know what? If you're never going to stay still, you're either going to progress or decay. Like, just being at the same revenue year after year, just inflation alone, the value of the dollar decreases, you're by default decaying because your dollar doesn't go as far as it did last year, the year before, especially through the COVID years. 30% inflation was wild, right? You remember those days?
Oh, yeah.
You were just a young kid back then, just a young, young buck. But this is a serious place, and you brought it up to me because you were like, man, gym owners are just like the clients.
Yeah.
They may not see it, though. They may not realize that.
Well, and there's signs, right? So, like, if you think about the client, Sam, old Sam. Sam.
Good guy.
You know, great guy. loses 10 pounds and feels good and splurges a little bit. You know, goes to dinner, has some dessert, has a weekend where kind of falls off, misses a few workouts, gets back on track, works a little harder, loses another 5 pounds, hits 15 pounds, and now falls off again. And
science.
So there's signs. And so the same thing happens with a gym owner. Like you said, 60 hours a week in the gym, grinding it out. You get a staff member and now you put a team in place. You got a couple of systems and your bills are paid. You go on vacation. You're able to take a week off of the gym. Nothing burns down. Nothing breaks. The gym doesn't grow, maybe, but it's just like you got your first vacation in 6 years and you breathe and it feels good. And then it's like you go back and you're not like, well, what's the next thing? Because you 5 years ago, you're like, I'm never going to get a vacation. And now you got your first vacation 6 years. You're like, I made it. And so you do. You take your foot off the gas. So there are signs. Oh, I got out of debt. I paid off my debt. You get the Dave Ramsey mode. And it's like, instead of you going, well, what debt can I go acquire to go like turn this into massive passive income for me? Like, and so, yeah, there's these signs of comfort that just start taking on. Maybe you buy a new car and it's like you were driving that piece of junk for however long and you made it. And it's just these things that make, and what we were talking about before this episode is you look at now a gym owner that is making 300K in profit, like take home, and maybe spending 10 hours a week on their gym. And they started two other businesses. For that person, your comfort zone is their hell.
Nightmare. Like
they would shoot themselves if they had to go back to that. But you just, because you were in so much pain and so much frustration, just like Sam, and you moved a little bit out of that, you're still so far away from what's possible, but you just...
It's good enough, and you don't set new goals, or you fall off, and you take the vacation, you start spending the money, and next thing you know, you're in debt, and you're back in the gym because you can't afford a coach, and you fall backwards.
We've seen that happen with a lot of gym owners.
They left and did vacations way too early. I mean, it's always like we celebrate wins. I love that, but You know, there's a big difference between taking a long weekend and taking, like, you know, Park City, you know, and staying for 2 weeks, you know, in gondolas up and down the mountain, you know, and eating at, you know, major steakhouses for, you know, hey, I'm all for it. If you can pull that off and your business grows and you got enough capital and, you know, there's some comfort zone, but it's usually not that.
But even not first, that, you mentioned move back. You're either moving forward or you're moving backwards and they get in the comfort zone and they stop keeping up.
Mm.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, it was probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show.
And then they start moving backwards. And we've seen that happen with gym owners, even that were in the Iron Circle and saw massive, massive growth. And they get into this place where it's like, no, you got to keep going, but they stop. And then they start drifting. And then all of a sudden it's like, how did our recurring annual revenue go from close to $1 million crashing down to a third of that?
Right.
And then it's like they come
back. They join the Iron Circle again. That's why I really like the group. The Iron Circle always pushing for the next thing. And everybody's got massive goals and they put it right there on we just type them out and we just share them with everybody. I got a message from two of our Iron Circle members. They were at a dinner or whatever, and they were so grateful that we share everything in our group. That we're very transparent. We share the wins, the losses, what we're doing in life. There's no secrets. Like nobody kind of knows what everybody else is doing because one, it holds people accountable if you set goals and stuff. But there's no mystery around gyms. It's so weird. Like some other groups, they don't share as much as we do. And they were just thanking me for creating, I guess, a culture of sharing, which, you know, I don't know if I'd have it any other way. I know what they're saying because I've been in other groups and people don't share. It's like, you know, they don't want to see the other guy beat them or something. Or the leader of the group. Like, here's something I'll put on record right now. I don't want to be the best, most profitable gym in the Iron Circle. I just don't. I want our students, our clients to do better than us. Like, I just do. There's other groups out there. Like, that's... It would be their worst nightmares to have one of their students do better than them. The way I look at it is, I mean, I'm not in this gym. I don't run this gym. For you to not do better than me with you spending all of your time working at the gym, then you failed. If you can't beat me, you failed. So I want them to beat us. Like I just do. We've got a great system, great operations. But there's a few gyms doing a little bit more than us in there, and I'm proud of them. Awesome. It's not like I want to hold them down or anything. But yeah, you better do better than us. If I was in here every day, nobody would beat us.
Well, and it, yeah, different
punks. No, I'm just
kidding. Yeah. You know who you are.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
But different system because or focus, because you lead the Iron Circle. But that's not, you're in other masterminds. You're going and learning from other people and saying, okay, what can I extract from this to bring back to help these guys win?
Of course.
And one of the reasons why it's so important, and when I have done like calls with people interested in the Iron Circle, I make it very clear, this is not a coaching program. We have our springboard. We have our coaching program. You get all the coaching. You get all the access to all of that.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is a mastermind. Mastermind's different. What can you contribute to the group and share? Like, the expectation is you're going to share openly with everybody. You're going to help everybody win. Because even if somebody doesn't take the exact thing that you're doing, you sharing just sparks something that then they go and apply in their business, and then it helps them increase their revenue or streamline a system and buy back some of their time. And so it's just this, it's adding ladders to the ladder where you continue to raise the standard in the bar, and everybody just continues to like, thank you for showing that. Here's how I'm going to go apply that in my business. And then somebody else goes, oh, that makes sense. I just went and took what you both did and applied it in this way. Everybody.
You know, what's interesting, as you're talking out loud, I'm thinking, we don't tell people what to do, although we do. We teach them how to think. That's what I believe we do best. It's how to think about this differently than just copy paste.
And not to settle.
Don't settle. Don't get in that comfort zone. Yeah. That's the dreaded dark energy. Look, everybody I think in life has been in a comfort zone at some level, whether that's at school or athletics or financially or marriages or religions. You just get comfortable. It's just human nature. But one thing I do know about entrepreneurs or just driven people independently, you have to have momentum in life to be happy.
You're unfulfilled. You get unfulfilled real quickly.
If you don't have momentum, i.e. you're not working towards something, or you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, or you don't have a project, or your work, you know, whatever it is for you, you feel unfulfilled. You have to have momentum to be happy. If you just are the, call it status quo, clock in, clock out, no goals in life, no like things you're chasing, then yeah, you just fall into this comfort zone of life and you never move out of it. And that's how, you know, you look back, some of us have family members or people that they know in their life that, man, you know, 10 years ago, you were in the same place. And that's sad for them, but like, better not be you listening. It better not be you. Better not be you, Brian. Can't look at you 10 years from now and be in the same place, man. It's just, it's not how life works. We got to keep moving forward. Never settle. Don't get comfortable. Put a goal out there. Surround yourself with the people that are movers and shakers, and just be, you know, I don't know. I can't put drive into somebody, but I can put the thought of not being in a comfort zone and realizing, hey, oh my gosh, I'm in that. How do I get out of it? There's a lot of ways to get out of a comfort zone, but it really should, it always has to be like, what's the next thing? What's the next goal? Just like Sam, you know, his next goal should be from 15 pounds to 20 pounds, you know? And if he just says, you know, whatever, he fell off. And just like clients at your gym, you help somebody lose 100 pounds and they quit.
Yeah.
And this happens, and it's like mind-boggling. It is mind-boggling how you take somebody that was morbidly, they were going to die in the next 5 years. They didn't fix their life. You helped them as a gym owner, as a trainer. You coached them up. You poured into this client, and then they lose the 100 pounds, and you're so happy. Everybody's happy. And then they quit. It's like, talk about a punch in the gut. And then you start, and then obviously you know what happens. They gain it back, and they're too embarrassed to come back to you and all this stuff. Never settle, guys. Never be in that comfort zone in your business, whether it's fitness or otherwise. Like, I don't, you know, we have a lot of people that aren't in fitness businesses that listen to the show. This is a universal concept of life, you know?
No, nobody was put on this earth just to stand still.
You can't.
So it's like, it's interesting. We all, just a human nature, we gravitate towards comfort, but I don't believe it's a core value. It's like, nobody was put on this earth. You win the lottery. What are you going to do? Like, just go sit on your couch all day.
I know
that you would be so bored and unfulfilled. That's why people that win the lottery go destroy their lives because they're not working towards anything anymore.
You see this a lot with athletes that retire.
Yeah.
They go off the rails. They spend all their money and they're right back. They're broke.
Yeah.
You know, there's some crazy statistics. I won't quote it because I don't know, but it was like eye opening. Really? Like that many people they've made $25 million. They're broke. And the answer is yeah. And I don't know. I would be so. It's so funny. We gravitate towards comfort, yeah. But when we get there, it's miserable.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah,
it's miserable there. You gravitate towards comfort, but when you get there, it's miserable.
It's probably not. It's not miserable immediately.
Oh, I know. It's great at first.
It's great at first, and then it starts to eat at you. And yeah, and you'd be so much better off if you just established the next.
Yeah.
Stage of growth.
You know, and we could finish on this last kind of thought. Now, there was a point in time where I would hit a goal and I would feel nothing. And to this day, there's some major milestones in my life where I hit it. I'm like, I felt nothing. The chase up to the point was so gratifying. But when it was over and I got the check and I looked at it and I never had this much money in my life, I felt zero. It was the weirdest thing. And I think it's just because like, what's the next thing? What's the next thing? Like you have to, so is it a good thing or a bad thing? I don't know. For me, I think it's a good thing, but I do believe you should stop and at least appreciate the win when you get there. Yep. But if you celebrate too much, you fall into comfort zone and that's what the whole episode's about. So hopefully that helps you guys. I know it's a little bit more of a, I don't know, not deeper one, but theoretical, right? Like in nature. But I think it was important to kind of talk about because everybody falls there eventually. And so as long as you're aware, you can get out of it. So hopefully that helps. That's it for this episode. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. If you enjoyed this episode and want to go deeper on this stuff, head on over to our YouTube channel. The podcast right here is where we have the conversations, but on the YouTube, we break down things much more in depth. We walk through real frameworks, real strategies, and systems that gym owners are using right now to build better businesses. Just search Gym Business Coach on YouTube or head on over to youtube.com/@TheGymBusinessCoach.com. Subscribe to the channel and I will see you over there.